You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect. Do.
Hey, Bobby.
Let's go.
Vamos. Bienvenidos a un nuevo episodio de Prem Show.
A la reja.
Look, we just lost viewers. I don't know what happened. What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerreros.
Okay, we are your favorite stand-up comedians. That was the funniest Premier League related soccer show right here on Twitch.
That's right. It also happens to be the gulliest. It also happens to be the most super league-ish. You know what I mean?
That's right. We have made a decision. We have chosen our gang colors. All right. We know where we stand.
Yo, right? We about that bag, my G. Why y'all trying to ruin our bag? Right now, the only people in the Super League is Real Madrid, Barcelona, and me and Christian and Florentino Perez. Like, yo, what's going on?
We're gonna need a couple other people on board. Otherwise, it's just gonna be us playing each other. It's not gonna be great.
I feel like this is gonna be difficult to sell as a brand if it's just y'all two playing and me and Christian standing here.
We're excited to be here for another fun show. Again, if you're listening to this, if you're listening to the podcast, thank you for listening. To everyone here on Twitch, thank you for joining us. Twitch.tv/soccercooligans.
Save yourself time and go to edtwitch.com.
That's right. Every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, that is where we will be. Okay. That's where everybody here, the Twitcheteros in the chat, absolutely crushing it. So we're excited about today's show, where, you know, obviously everybody in the chat gets to decide what the show actually is. Should we just begin with the Champions League, right? Manchester City just played against PSG. And then yesterday, it was Real Madrid against Chelsea. So do you want to start with that one? Real Madrid-Chelsea, the one that ended 1-1.
All right, let's talk about the first thing I want to talk about when it comes to Real Madrid and Chelsea is, did you hear what happened to Marcelo after the match?
I did hear, and I love this. This is why we started this show.
Okay. Right? We don't care. We're not here to review scores. Okay. We're not here to tell you what part of the formation broke down, because we don't know that. Okay.
Okay. We're here about free and fair elections in Spain. All right.
When your electoral process gets in the way of some good old balompié, bruh, we're here to talk about it. And let me tell you something. You want an honest rally? Dominion not involved in this right here. Okay? Because they were like, Spain was like, yo, especially in Madrid, they were like, we need to make sure that these votes are counted correctly. And who better than the left back of your Real Madrid, ladies and gentlemen? Marcelo, you're not playing in the second leg because you need to be here with us.
You need to bring them legs over here and make sure this voting booth is safe, okay?
You need to run down the flanks of this a ballot hall and make sure that everything is goody with this election, okay?
Okay, so if anybody is not aware what's going on, Marcelo of Real Madrid got selected to be like a poll booth volunteer.
The honor.
Yes.
The honor.
Yes. I'm sure he was first in line. Like, pick me. I ain't got nothing to do. All right.
He was like, listen, Zidane, you ain't from here. All right. Okay. You don't understand the level of respect that I applied for this. I, Marcelo, honor the elections here in Spain, and I need to make sure they're good. You
know? So he is he has to, I don't know if he can appeal this or he can't. Coldo Banco just said his appeal got denied, Yeah, he has to do this.
Yeah, apparently playing soccer is not a good enough reason to not be in the polling station. And folks, you've seen how good he is on the counterattack. Now wait till you see how good he is at counting them votes. You know what I mean?
Okay, you better mark those voters because you don't want them getting by you without voting, all right?
Buddy!
just incredible. So funny. This is just so wild that this is a reality. This is real life. That with everything going on, with all the drama, Super League, Real Madrid obviously trying to find success in Champions League and return to Champions League glory. And then one of their best players, one of the best left backs in the world, is going to miss the game because of election duties.
Stream Nila put, I've had jury duty when I've started a new job twice. Yo, no one believes you anymore, bro. you started, you had a vacation plan. You're like, what am I going to do? And then that's what happened. I also want to say the technique, if you want to get out of jury duty, some people think you go up there and you act wild racist, right? But they're first of all,
my normal self.
Yeah. So my in-laws never have to do jury duty. But the real technique is to just be like, yo, I hope my man gets away with it. Yo, that's the way you get out of it. The last time I had jury duty was two women who got hit by a car, right? And the place was saying that it was insurance fraud. And I went up, I was like, yo, sidebar, yo, I love insurance fraud. Yo, I hope they get away with it. Yo, pick me, dog. I don't care what they did.
It was my favorite subject in school. It was my favorite hobby. Okay?
I went to NORC Academy, you know what I mean? And that's kind of what we studied, you know? When the teacher wasn't, you know, arrested over some bullshit. And let me tell you, never have to serve jury duty, all right?
Oh, well done. I've the closest I've got to... Every
Chip
time
was taken said, just tell the jury you only use Bing and you're gone. Yo, we them Bing boys, bro.
Fan XY said, just say, I've watched enough cop shows to know how this goes.
I'm going to go get a call. If you want any Johnson, just call everyone Johnson.
The closest I've been called in jury duty three times.
Did you say Judy Dirty?
I don't know why. Who knows?
What's your search history like? What's really going on in that Bing, my guy? I'll tell you when I did Judy Dirty.
I got called three times, but the first two times, the cases never went forward, so they just excused everyone. And then the last time, the case did go forward, but then like the in the middle of picking jurors, the defendant like pled guilty and then it ended. So I was
you would have actually done jury duty. Yo.
Well, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a lawyer. I was in junior high school. I was in the law program.
And you thought jury duty was the way in?
I'm like, I need some on field experience. All right,
we'll treat this almost like an apprenticeship. So, you sitting over there going, I see what you're doing.
So, but yeah, I wanted to be a lawyer as a kid. That was like my dream or whatever. And then, you know, comedy came calling. I don't know.
You're in the jury. You're like, sidebar. I think I object. And they're like, yo, Christian, you ain't allowed to do that from the
sustained.
Jury.
Sustained.
You're like, you're overruled to the judge.
Okay.
This whole court is out of order.
Okay. Justin Bieber said, now we know why Christian is a narc. No.
Yo, for real.
No, I'm not.
Christian
a narc.
Is the kind who's like, I didn't see nothing.
I'm not a narc. I'm just like, I'm just responsible. That's all. I remember like the first time I don't know if I ever told you this story, but the first time that I got stopped by police, like actually like searched, like.
Oh, this is when you were against the wall, right?
Yeah, against the wall.
Yeah, you told me this.
I fainted.
Yeah.
I legit fainted. That's how nervous I was that I was going to get arrested.
You didn't tell the part of the story where you did nothing.
I know, I didn't do anything.
You literally had no reason to faint.
I was in around Times Square. And the reason we got stopped was because it was high school and it was like 15 of us. We're just a group of teenagers. So
one of you at least was dark skinned. That's why you got stopped.
The majority, yeah.
Yeah.
But the
they're like, I think we got people who know how to speak Spanish. Let's stop them.
There was a robbery in the area, like a Duane Reade or something like that. And we got stopped for like probably it was almost like an hour. And until they identified us and been like, all right, these are not the kids. And then they let us go. But it was yeah.
You said robbery, which reminds me of a kid I grew up with who used to think if you changed the word slightly, then you couldn't be caught up legally. And one of the things he called it was he wanted to go Bob. A liquor store. He's like, yo. And I'm like, I don't think this code is confusing anyone. You know what I mean?
The cops, they'll never pick up on this.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care. Crack this code.
I don't care if you're wearing a wire. They won't ever figure it out.
I'm going to say it into the wire. Yo, yeah, Bob, that bank.
Anyway, so
Paolo, Minnesota says it was him, officer Christian. Christian would be like, he did it when none of them had done it.
But I mean, it was him, officer, and I'm just looking at a mirror. Yeah.
you actually slept the whole time.
He said, Panic Sai said, don't give Christian anything when cops show up. They'll know he's got something on him. Yeah,
100%.
I ain't, you know, the dude carrying the load. Ain't me. anyway, I don't even know how we got into this conversation, but
jury duty.
Marcelo, yes.
Marcelo, poor Marcelo is going to be counting votes. And then, you know, they're like, no TVs, Marcelo. You have to get off your phone. He's trying to watch the second leg.
He's going to be stop the count, hagging chads, all this.
Stop the count. He just tosses all the papers and runs out.
I got to get back to the Bernabeu. All
right. The poor bastard. Apparently, there's no way out.
Yeah, this is just fascinating. See, because if this was America, they would pay somebody off, do what you got to do. There's no way people are following through. But this is what I love about other countries, that they make an example of the rich and famous and celebrities. It's like, no, you gotta do jury duty. You gotta participate in elections. We have to keep the facade alive.
Yeah, everybody does it. Also, these guys don't even pay taxes in Spain, don't they have like that celebrity or like that it's called like a big money earner clearance of some sort.
I know. I mean,
because they were supposed to pay 50% tax, and
yeah. No, they'll get around that.
They're like, no, I don't need no Panama papers. You're gonna clear me of this debt real quick.
Fanex, why said, LOL, lawyers calling a sub for him. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, just get somebody out.
We get five. How many subs do we get in poll counting? None. All right.
Interesting. All right. Well, look, UEFA, get on this.
What if I get a concussion? Don't have to get out.
Oh my God. Yeah. But usually,
Thomas 19064 says, "Pay me in gems."
because this is what Messi dealt with, Ronaldo dealt with the imaging rights. That's always the taxes that they go for, like the income that they make from their imaging rights or whatever. Like, there's always some.
No, I do think Spain, you could look this up if you want on Bing. We could Bing this.
Okay.
I do think Spain clears the overwhelming amount of taxes that should be owed by soccer players in their country, because they're in the bracket that they would have to pay 50% tax, and they do not.
Okay. I mean, I can look this up, but it feels like it's homework.
Board Martin put, it's called the Beckham Law. Yo, Beckham got a lot of laws and rules named after him, bro. He got one in MLA. He got one in every country.
Does that law apply to Blaise Matuidi? Or what? Did he try to apply
he
that?
Was like, just misspell Matuidi on the contract. I'm like, is my boy your manager?
This is Blaise Matuidi. We don't know Blaise Matuidi. I'm more familiar with his work.
You mean Blazing Tweeter? Yeah. Nah, we don't know him.
Okay. Thomas said, good thing Christian wasn't a soccer player's tax lawyer. Okay, yeah, that's right. It would not have gone well.
Aussie AB said, this is second only to Sun doing military service for South Korea. If I remember correctly, he did, though, didn't he?
He did. He did. It was like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and they did it during... I believe he did it during the pandemic when there was the lockdown.
Dude, if I was a superstar and I was forced to go to, like, military duty, I'd just be... shooting a gun everywhere. You know what I mean? I'd be like, yo, let me drive a tank or else I'm leaving. I'm going back to my soccer team. Yeah. I'm like, really, yo, I'm going to pick up McDonald's with this tank. Anybody want anything?
Just be a straight up diva in the military. You know?
Nah, I'd just be doing cool shit. I'd be like, yo, would it be cool if I ran around with these two guns and no shirt? And just shot in the air.
Would anyone really say anything? I mean, they would look worse by telling you no.
I think. Yeah, I agree. I think, yo, if I was son, I'd be like, yo, dog, I want to hit a button for a bomb.
Before we talk about the other Champions League match, The Rock one said, did son start crying?
Hilarious.
Now, well, and obviously because of his recent, the League Cup, Manchester City won the League Cup.
1-0
against Tottenham. 1-0 goal from Ruben Diaz, I believe, right? Laporte.
Who's Laporte?
Yeah, and son, another loss for Tottenham.
Tottenham. I think that's that's what we expected. Was going to Tottenham. I said they wouldn't win a trophy. I said Harry Kane would leave. I wasn't sure of how it was going to happen. They should have never fired Mourinho because I wanted to see him lose the game, which he would have done anyway. Yo, shouts to Mourinho. You had to get paid whatever it is for, $7 million to not come to work. You got the greatest unemployment. You got Beckham's unemployment.
Wow. Yo, what's that stimmy like?
Okay. Damn. Yes. Mourinho's like, yo, Marcelo, I'll do the poll count for you. I got nothing to do. I'm just out here counting money. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I just want to bring it with a word from one of our sponsors, asking you being Gully Squad. Oh my God, Gully Squad is the absolute incredible. By the way, if you're not a member of Gully Squad, what are you waiting for? Just go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad and join. First of all, you get absolutely amazing access to us, Christian and I. We're always in there. This is the place we focus on. We text back the most. If you want to share a picture of your pizza and say, yo, Alexis, roast them. Nah, fam, join Gully Squad. That's where that happens, in the Rate My Pizza room in our Slack. It's absolutely incredible. We've got stuff from comedy, coffee, beer, wine, liquor, food stuff, general stuff. They're coming up with the Gulliest Kit, Inferior Sports, which is where we talk about everything else. We got an MLS Pick'em going on in there, music, pets. It's such incredible stuff. And by the way, anytime we have a guest, what happens is we post that in Gully Squad. They find out about it first, and it's cool that they don't leak that information. They're awesome people. And we ask them if they have any questions for whether it's famous coaches or players or a journalist, whoever it is that we have as a guest on our show. And those are the only questions that we ask. So if you would love to ask some of these famous people some questions, anyone from Zach Steffen to Landon Donovan to Michelle Akers, you know, legend in the women's game, anyone like that, if you've always wanted to ask them a question, the only way you're going to get a chance to do that is if you are in Gully Squad. So again, go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad, or you could just go to shoutstous.com. Join now.
People were Manchester City players had to comfort Son because
you think it's like they just held his face, and instead of saying like, yo, I'm so sorry, they were like, you suck.
Sorry you on this team, bro.
Damn, yo, that trophy cabinet dusty as hell, bro. You gonna pick up an allergy if you breathe anywhere near it.
Okay, why are you investing in the cabinet to begin with? Get something from IKEA. Get a nice shelf.
You might just need like a trophy end table right now. Like, I feel like you letting this cabinet take up a lot of space, you know?
It was an interesting thing to see, because it really feels like Manchester City felt bad. A lot of people, even if people hate Tottenham, they love Son. I think that's the general feeling. They want him to do well and to succeed.
And he's going to leave. So good.
Is that a reality? You think Son and Kane will leave?
Yes. Harry Kane is leaving. Heung-min Son is leaving. Most likely Dele Alli is leaving. And we could talk about where he ends up, because we've talked about Harry Kane, but I can't imagine Son not ending up as like a bit of a, maybe not like a discount because he's going to be expensive, but I could see him being like a not the top tier, a transfer target, but still a great find for a team like Bayern, a team like maybe not Real, but I could see him at Barcelona. Dude, Son, it may not be the Haaland and he may not be the Harry Kane, but he gonna get purchased.
If he's on a good team, it's almost like Tottenham has tainted Son a little bit. like, you know, the year that he won the Puskas award.
Yo, but here's the thing. You forget. Everybody forgets. There's a channel in South Korea that just follows him around.
Mm.
It's a just a camera just on Sun during an entire game. The guy guarantees you shirt sales. And yeah. if he went to a place like PSG, and you know how South Korea loves fashion, bro, PSG with the Jordan brand, South Korea, a Heung-min Son jersey.
It's fascinating because I love those videos of like South Koreans embracing like black culture in America. Like the South Koreans, they dread their hair. They're wearing like a Nietzsche. You know what I mean? Like they bring back old.
They love
like
Mark Echo. Yeah.
It's absolutely fascinating. So,
way to derail what I was saying. Heung-min Son to PSG with the Jordan brand jerseys is guaranteed to sell out.
Reconnect with Pochettino. He'd be great on any team. He'd be great on any team.
Justin Freeberg said it's the same network that follows Alexis and Nort. It's like, is he ever going to leave this bodega?
the match today, PSG Man City. We got to talk about that.
Where do you think Son is going to go? What is wrong with you?
I don't know. That's a good, I mean, I honestly, I don't think he leaves. That's my opinion. I don't think he's leaving. I don't know if he's going to be a lifer with Tottenham, but I don't think he's leaving I don't think he's leaving this season.
You think he wants to wait around for the rebuild? How old is, pull up Son. How old is he?
Let's see.
Damn, Son, how old are you, bro?
He is.
Couch Sports Football said Paris Saint Germain.
Love it.
Guys, follow Couch Sports Football, please.
He is 28 years old.
He's 28. He got to move.
I feel like he's so loyal to the club. Maybe that's why he was crying, because he knew he was going to leave.
Bruh. It's like, you know, like in those movies where like, I got to kill my dad. You know? He's all sad. He's got to go.
Maybe that's why it was such a a newsworthy moment and why it was so emotional, because I think maybe that's it. Maybe he is going to go.
He's got to go. He's 28 years old. This is his last chance at a contract. And also, yo, David from Tampa says Inter. I could see that, dude. He would love to play for Beckham. No, I know he means Inter Milan. Dude, Inter Milan would love it because they have a new kit. And it's, again, Son is a shirt seller more than a soccer player. Dude, the guy sells kits.
Yeah.
They would be huge. Inter Milan with Son. Who would he replace at Inter Milan?
I don't know their roster too well. In the midfield, I mean, is Christian Eriksen going to stay at Inter? No, they're trying to get rid of him, right?
I hope not.
What's
my guy's name? Brozovic? Nah, maybe Barella?
Okay. I don't know. Who knows? We can speculate where he would end up.
I have a feeling Alexis Sanchez is gone. Yo, you think he could play that spot?
I mean, he's a winger.
Do you think Son could play that spot? I kind of picture like Son as being a bit more central.
No, he's out wide. I would put him out wide.
Yo, he replaces Alexis Sanchez.
I mean, it's pretty. Yeah, they've been doing pretty well, and they're probably going to win. They're leading, right? For the Scudetto. Anyway, I will look it up,
bruh. That could be it right there. Inter
is up. Yeah, they are.
I mean, he can only move to other Super League clubs, right? Inter Milan was one of them.
That's crucial. Yeah. So the other Champions League match, can we discuss it?
Yeah. Don't have an opinion on the subject.
I hate speculating where people may go.
It's part of what we're supposed to do.
We have no evidence. I think he stays in the Premier League. I don't know if he leaves.
Would you want him at Everton? Can we at least have that conversation?
Yes, 100%.
Who would he replace?
He would replace Iwobi. He would replace no, it's not even about replacing. Who would you get rid of? You would have to change the formation a little bit. and not be as defensive. He could play instead of maybe Alan or Decore. Maybe Decore. You would have. You know, they would just be more of an attacking team.
John on the bench said he would break Gomez's ankle and replace him.
Rims and Pizza said, Christian needs evidence. This man was almost a lawyer, okay?
He's like, sir, I'm looking at Exhibit A, and I'm looking at Exhibit B, and there's nothing but crumbs from voodoo chips in there. Clearly. Iwobi isn't terrible. He's just not great.
he is terrible.
That's my analysis on Iwobi.
Iwobi was much better at Arsenal, but he is not. He doesn't fit in for how Everton play, which is like you. I think each individual player has to do more on their own. Arsenal they just play with they're so the chemistry is just like so on point. Like that's what I like about Arsenal, that no matter year after year after year, no matter what players you guys sign, they always just seem to understand how Arsenal football is supposed to look.
It's because there is like an Arsenal way, you know what I mean? And like you sort of aspire to play that way. I do like what Couch Sports Football said. And again, guys, follow Couch Sports Football. First of all, let me just say, well, Hazard put shit, bring him to Liverpool. Anyone who could hit the fucking net is an improvement. That's true. You guys need it, especially since your striker technically doesn't score. What's going on there? Couch Sports Football said 4-4-2 son. 4-4-2. I thought it was like 4-4-2, son. 4-4-2, son on one side.
Yo, fam, let me tell you how we about to play right now, okay?
4-4-2, family. Son on one side, James on the other, Richarlison and Dominic Calvert-Lewin up front. That's got to be a diamond, though, right? You don't want to put him on a four across midfield. That's boring as hell.
I don't know. Only Couch Sports Football knows how he will line the team up, so we should ask him.
Decore is the legs in the midfield. Can't lose him. The Rock one is true. That's true.
Well, he's currently injured, so we have lost him. So, I mean, the team can go on, but I could understand, finding somebody in the midfield has got to go if you're going to have Son up there and you don't want to. He could easily replace Richarlison. That would be the logical choice.
I have a plan for you. How about this?
Go for it.
Look, Stan Kroenke right now, not a lot of fans. Right? Let's say this. He doesn't sell the team to Daniel Ek. Right? You listening?
Gang.
You listening?
I'm listening.
Okay. He doesn't sell the team to Daniel Ek. But he realizes, I got to win the fans over. What better way to win them over than to bring back the striker you developed and Harry Kane. And also, you're bringing in Heung-min's son. Now, they win a trophy for the first time in their careers with Arsenal. Everybody loves Stan Kroenke. No one blames the Americans anymore.
In this scenario, there would have to be so much convincing.
There's not a lot of convincing. Bro, you want to win trophies? It's about the bag. If you are Harry Kane, this is the last chance you have.
Hey, he's not going to go to Arsenal. Why would he even bother?
Bro, we at least win FA Cups. Y'all can't even win a League Cup, bro.
Okay, is that
we
enough?
We developed him. You forgot we developed him. He was in our academy.
Alexis, the offers are going to be stacking up on his desk.
Stan Kroenke probably got a lot of Bitcoin, you know?
There are going to be offers from probably every team and everywhere in the world. Why would he pick Arsenal out of the opportunity to possibly go to a Madrid?
For the vibes, dude. You said it. When you show up, you already know what it's about. Yo, the vibes, dog.
I just want to mention this. Skeeter Yeet said, Everton play boring as hell football already, though. What do you mean we play boring as hell football?
That reminds me of, Hershey do smell like booty, though.
Just a classic, all right? Put it in the Hall of Fame of Twitch comments.
Carve it into a statue somewhere, bro.
I wouldn't. Look, there are way more boring teams in the Prem. I mean, let's not be crazy. Everton, they just look, they've been dealing with a lot of injuries. It's difficult to play attractive football right
now.
Nah,
you're trash, son. I'm with Skinner Yeet. Crimson Pizza put, and then Kroenke walks up to the mic and says, that was all thanks to Alexis Guerrero. I could see it. I can see it.
That is a pipe dream. It is a mess. It is a script that Shonda Rhimes wrote.
Okay. Damn. How I got away with murder.
All right. Getting back with your ex.
Yo, it bro, how I got away with murder, she wrote. But the reggae song. All right.
So no. Look, I if they go anywhere, look, they will like, you know, he'll
Luke stared you, put watch Kroenke sell Arsenal to Alexis. Where am I getting this money from? I'm already nervous. I owe it.
look, they're going to Harry Kane especially. I think Harry Kane for sure is leaving. But it'll be fascinating where he ends up. Look, he's going to go to a team that is going to guarantee a trophy as soon as possible.
If you're the Tottenham GM, one, I'm going to fight you. Two, you catching hands. You know, we hate Tottenham around here. Two, how much money do you need to let Harry Kane leave, knowing he's on a long-ass contract?
Easily, I got to say, at least 120.
You think 120 million?
Yeah, I think so. RCAB say Kane to NYCFC or anyone to NYCFC, please.
By the way, every player we brought up, RCAB in the chat has put, they're going to NYCFC. So I can't. I know he's going to do it, but I do not believe he's a $100 million player.
All right. Yeah, I mean, we had this conversation before.
I just don't believe it.
Yeah, that's fine.
If I'm Tottenham, I am waiting for 100 million. You know why? Because people need him. I think if someone said United, Justin Freeburg said United would be a great place. The attack with Rashford, Son, Bruno, and Kane. Chef's kiss. I mean, you got a lot of money over here. I could see Harry Kane. Harry Kane can't play for Manchester City, but they can afford him. Harry Kane would be automatic at PSG, but I don't think he wants to leave the Premier League, which I think leaves only Manchester United as the only place he could go.
Next Gen Jenny, thank you for the follow. Much appreciated, Next Gen Jenny.
But are they going to drop the money needed to get him when you know they probably still want Sancho?
That's true. It's going to be
which only leaves one option. Arsenal. You got to come back to Arsenal, baby.
It's literally the only option.
That's it.
It's going to be an interesting transfer this summer.
Cash Sports Football said, I think 80 million. I think Levy won't price him out of a move because of his service.
All right.
You think they show respect to that? They can say no to everything. They got him on a long ass contract. They don't have to let him move for 80 million.
Skeeter Yeet said Kane is the most complete striker in the world. He scores, he assists, he defends.
Skeeter Yeet is English, I bet.
He's one of the few complete strikers in the game today. Yeah, he complete by undercuts players, going for aerial balls. Yes, uh-huh. And puts players at risk. That's part of his arsenal. You know, yeah, no pun
he's
intended.
He's one of the best means we know Lewandowski's better. That's what that means.
Okay. All right, we still haven't talked about this Champions League match. The first leg, PSG Manchester City. Man City.
What's
wins.
Your reaction to it? Who did you think was going to win?
I thought, especially after that first goal, I didn't think Manchester City could come back, especially since Manchester City, really, once you're up on Man City, you know, park the bus, wrap it up, because they have a tough time kind of breaking down defenses when they're on that low block.
It's also not their style to play from behind. Their style is heavy possession, moving the ball around. When you're down in a Champions League match and you need at least an away goal, you know, your instinct is to try to score. And I just don't see City being as effective direct as they are when they play their game. But it seemed like Pochettino figured it out. You know what I mean? It seemed like, but then, yo, whatever changes Pep made in the second half, and Christian and I had a call we had to be on during the second half, so we can only sort of watch in drips and drabs, so we didn't get a chance to, like, really analyze it. Not that we analyze anything. So we didn't get a chance to see what changes were made.
You saw the game? I didn't even know it was on today.
we didn't get to see what really happened, but dog, they got figured the hell out, PSG. And then your old homie, Asagana Gay. What's my homie's name again?
Asagana Gay was just, yeah. Yeah, sounds great. But Idrisa Gana Gay.
Homie got the red card for good reason. It was a horrific tackle. Studs up on Gundogan. I saw that. And that right there just guarantees you ain't gonna come back.
89 Allen City will bottle it. I don't know if it's a guarantee they won't come back. Look, PSG, especially in that first half, I thought Mbappe and Neymar especially, I thought they were fantastic in that first half. They looked so comfortable. It's so wild. I can understand why Neymar makes the money that he makes and has all the attention that he gets. It's just like, it really is wild that literally every time he has the ball, he does something that is genuinely special. There was one point, I don't even remember what minute it happened. It was in the first half, but he sent a pass inside the box from, like, he was sort of near the corner flag, and he sent an outside of the foot ball to, I believe, Mbappe in between two City defenders. That was just like, nobody will make this pass. You make the safe pass.
No one else does this with the ball. How
make
you
the safe pass? Go backwards. Make the safe pass so you maintain possession. But Mbappe, Neymar just has this ability and this confidence. But this is this is where PSG could get burned, and we've seen it in the past. It's just defensively and having that mental strength to hold on to leads, right? We know what was the Barcelona PSG, the remontada, right?
Yeah.
So they have a history of this.
Skeeter Yeet said Mbappe overrated. Yo, Skeeter Yeet is just throwing Molotov cocktails into the chat.
Mbappe. So people said, Toninho said Mbappe wasn't great in the first half. He didn't even shoot. I understand that. But they still, it is Manchester City. He still looked pretty good. I'm not going to say, he wasn't the superstar that we're used to seeing, but look who they're playing. I thought in that first half, I thought he played well enough.
Also, look at how much attention he was drawing. He did his job. I mean, I would have expected more from him in the second half, and I'm expecting a lot more from him in the second.
Second half, he was a nightmare.
I was expecting more, and yo, he better take control of that second of the second leg. But dog, to say he's overrated. Yeah. I mean, if anything, it's because he's what, 22 years old and he's considered one of the best players in the world. So, yeah, I mean, maybe if he's overrated, it's by a smidge, you know?
Robert from LA said, it will be interesting to see how many players PSG rest on the weekend. Will they give up on the league to focus on the second leg? That's right. PSG are also in second to Lille in Ligue 1. So that is another concern of theirs. They don't have that league locked up like they usually do.
Skeeter Yee put, LOL, I'm a bit salty that Mbappe destroyed Barca in the first leg. I'm a Barca fan. I do love that you're like, yo, he overrated anyway, as he's running game on your club.
look, I think it is not a lock in the second leg for Manchester City. Look at the goals that they did give up, right? I mean, it was that first goal was a fluke or whatever, you know, just Navas, he thought a defender was going to get a head on it.
The only way to stop that would be to run out and, like, you know, punch it out, because he thought it was going to get taken the other way. So he was prepared for that. And then it just calmly bounced into the goal. That's got to kill you.
Yeah. And this is the problem. And with Manchester City, you can't make those. You can't have those mental lapses. And look, what that first goal hurt more than just like a screamer from, you know, 30 yards out. It was just such a frustrating.
It's a dumb goal to let go through. Especially that it counts as an away goal, which leads me to my next question, which I counted PSG as the winners. I thought they were going to win this leg, this round. I don't think there's a way you come back from being down two away goals to City. It's just a lot.
They can come back. I think they can. I would say, like, I'm not.
They have to score. They have to be winning 2-0 to win, or, you know, be two goals above or whatever. You guys,
yeah,
know
yeah.
What I'm saying.
It won't be easy, but it's definitely not impossible. And then the second goal, a free kick that goes through the wall. Frustrating. I mean, these are frustrating goals to give up, because it is a lack of concentration types of goals. So
it's a very, we won this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a I very mean, yo, we Marquinhos, won this.
Marquinhos, I mean, they were celebrating the goal. But this is what happens when you play against a Pep team, when you play, you know, Manchester City. People want to beat them so badly because they know where they are on the world stage. And you know what the caliber and the level and Pep and everything that they get too happy. That's why Premier League clubs, even if they're like fighting for relegation, I think the mentality is a little bit better with going up because they at least see them twice a year. They know they're a little bit more familiar.
I think there's also a bit more of a fear of like the media and the fans in England that there is in Paris. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to read this. Aussie AB said, this is a quote from Mahrez. I wanted to go around the wall and I missed it. So that's Mahrez admitting the PSG winner was a mishit. Damn. Why you got to throw salt on that open wound, my G?
Mahrez is like, yo, I ain't even really good at soccer. I don't even like, yo, whatever. I don't know.
When him and Son read this, he started crying. That's how much this hurts.
But absolutely incredible. I mean, it was a good game. I mean, I didn't think City would come back in that one, but whatever changes were made, they all absolutely worked, and we'll see what happens in that second leg. It's going to be an interesting one. Even Chelsea Real Madrid, that's going to be an interesting one too.
It seems like it's Chelsea's to lose.
Yeah, we have to who scored the goal for Chelsea, bro?
Right?
Okay.
He was in a board meeting for Super League as an American. We're all allowed in there. Okay. And he was like, yo, I'm going to do some stuff on a weekend just to show people I still got it, even though the Super League didn't happen. Yo, Christian Pulisic, let's go. Yeah,
that goal from Pulisic was bold, was brave. That was the I loved the poise.
Dude, that's the whole playing with your nephew. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
goal,
yeah.
Dog.
I mean, Thibaut Courtois was just literally like hands on the earth. He was just like, bro, what are you doing?
When
let go
he
of this
took
ball.
A step out, I was like, what is my guy doing?
It was great because I mean, you saw he really like showed the ball to to Courtois where he was like, it's right here, bro.
He said, you want it? I mean, it's right here. I don't understand why you don't just come out and get it. You know?
It really was amazing. It was a great, I forgot who made the pass, but the first touch, which I didn't think was that great. It felt like a little, it led him too far away from the goal. But what it did do was the person, the defender that was on him was playing the pass. And this is where you can't give Christian Pulisic that much space. I mean, it feels weird to say that
especially
about any American.
With no goalkeeper in the goal. That seems wildly dumb.
So Courtois, obviously, he comes forward. He's like, all right, so I'll play the shot. You play the pass. And this is where the mistake was made. Because just the point, as soon as Pulisic stopped the ball, he was like, okay, you're going to do this, really? And Everybody started getting away from him. And great. I mean, he just the perfect weight on every touch to get Thibaut Courtois to come out and then just banged it in. It deflected off of, I think, Militao. But just it was amazing to see on that level an American player had that level of patience in such a high pressure moment.
Stream Nilo asked this, is Pulisic now the best U.S. player who plays internationally all time?
Best quality?
Some would say maybe that's still Dempsey because of the amount of time in which he did it in the Premier
record.
League.
Resume.
Yeah, his resume is a bit fuller. But if we're going to say the best American playing in Europe right now, just because he can't really get in the first 11 consistently, I got to give it to McKennie, right? Until Pulisic gets in that first 11 more consistently and seems to win over the trust of his manager.
I would not say that. I think even with the issues in getting playing time, Pulisic is, if we're talking about quality of player, like
the best player, the best American player playing in Europe, let's say right now.
Well, that wasn't the question.
I switched it to to right now.
Well, okay, well, as I said, Deuce never made a play like that, yo. I could. I mean, he's his credit, he has a couple good ones. He has a couple really good ones.
Stop it. Put some respect on Deuce. He balled. Trash bars, but he balled.
I don't forget Weah.
I don't forget Timo Weah. Timo Weah playing really well right now. Shouts to Lille. But yeah. Yo.
But it's also, you know, against them farmers out in France. So we all, you know.
You know what I mean?
There's some, you know, there's a curve.
I don't know. I feel like it got to be McKennie. McKennie is the most consistent. He gets the most consistent playing time, and he's playing the best. And he's won a trophy already.
I would still, I mean, Pulisic has won trophies in Germany. He won Polka?
What is this it? Year?
Not this. All right. Okay. Well, all right. We're talking about right now. Still, Pulisic, higher quality player, best player, best American player we have playing in Europe right now. Even with, you know, he has to work harder to get minutes at Chelsea. So it says a lot about what the quality is right now.
Thank you, Tonino, for following. Nick Lage put Alexis and Nico. I see your question, but I'm going to make up my own. the chat said Tim Howard, which is that's also a great pick, which brings me back to Everton. In the chat, apparently Everton is making a $35 million bid for Coutinho.
Oh, Joe, interesting. I think we talked about this. We talked about Coutinho possibly going to Everton.
He wasn't even being rumored to Everton, and we brought it up. So, if anything.
All right. Carlo, hello. I know you're watching.
Ancelotti now is like, you know, he got his ears peeled. What are these two Latin American dudes think?
Wait, have your ears peeled or your eyes peeled? How does that work? Would you peel your ears?
Well, I don't know why. You know what? I learned this when I was at Judy Dirty. And, you know.
Interesting.
Sergiño Dest. We forgot about Sergiño Dest. You know what? I have to give it to Sergiño. Hey, Harold Wrestler, 1, 2, 3. Thank you. I might have to give it to Sergiño Dest.
I'm still not going to give it to Sergiño Dest based on
golazos, though.
The poor start Barcelona had. Not that it's necessarily his fault, but the poor start Barcelona had and getting absolutely routed in Champions League. He did not look great in Champions League.
No, nah, he didn't.
Pulisic looking a little better in Champions League.
Who was Sergiño Dest covering in Champions League? Do you remember when they got knocked out?
Mbappe.
Yeah. Come on.
So it's a little bit different.
Everybody chill. You got to cover one of the best players in the world, unless you're asking Skeeter Yeet. You know what I mean?
Okay, Pulisic, you need to start marking Benzema, all right?
That's Skeeter Yeet saying he won Copa del Rey and he's going to win La Liga. I mean,
hey, I don't know.
Gio Reyna, I'm not forgetting Gio Reyna. I think Gio Reyna has like another year or two before he's an elite player. He's an incredible player. Elite, though, I feel like Pulisic is already there, and I feel like McKennie made his way into that category. Elite for Americans, by the way, not overall. Yeah.
I would say Pulisic is elite overall.
Nah, you got to be consistent. Right now, he's a very good Premier League player. I don't think he is elite just yet. He's got the elite price tag.
Okay.
But I don't think he's elite just yet. I also don't really think. Yeah, I mean, Dest kind of got to be considered elite, right?
If you're in Barcelona, you're doing all right.
Ain't nobody thinking Braithwaite is elite. Stop it.
Fascinating. We got to do... It got to be a 30 for 30 on how Braithwaite made it to Barcelona. It makes no sense.
Yo, dog. I don't know how he got picked.
All due respect to Martin Braithwaite, but man, I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway.
Bruh, he should have bought a scratch off that day. You know what I mean?
Literally, it's like the plot to Catch Me If You Can, but Martin Braithwaite is making it to Barcelona somehow.
Braithwaite just throws the coupons.
Okay. anything else? I also want to give a shout out to everybody here on Twitch. Thank you for helping us get to 1500 followers. We reached that goal.
We didn't reach our goal of 1600 yet. What are you talking about? Hit that follow button.
Hit the follow button if you have not. But yes, we did. We were trying to reach 1500 for a little bit. So thank you, everybody. That is our birthday present. Help us get to 1600 now.
Cash Force Football said he scores one goal versus Real Madrid, and Christian out here calling him elite. Sounds like an English fan talking about the England squad, bruh. Yo, if you get a chance, you sounded like you're on the kickoff and you're talking about Harry Kane. The kickoff talks about Harry Kane like he is the greatest striker to ever grace this earth. They're like, Alan Shearer, don't know who he is. Never heard of him. Thierry Henry, no, mate, never heard of him. Harry Kane, Harry Kane's been the top scorer in the Premier League since 1955.
Look it up, all right? Stream Nilo, thank you for gifting a sub to Hot Sauce McGee. Much appreciated. It's not my... Nutmeg is still in his spot. Let's go. Let's go to Nutmeg. See how he's doing. He has now changed position, and he is now almost fully under the.
My homie tucked in. Yo, shouts to FanXY for gifting a sub to Beijgimish.
Beijgimish. Rock one said, "Are you guys on Twitch every night?" No. We're not on every night.
we have ladies, and we're both stand up comics, so no, we are not on here every night. No, but we are on here a lot.
We got it. We have to increase our twitching a little bit more. We will do that. Now that comedy's coming back, our schedules are getting a little bit crazy, but we'll be on here more. So thank you everybody coming through. Nutmeg's doing well. He's enjoying the show. He's this is the review he's giving.
Ooh, David from Tampa said. Cash Wars Football said there was no football before Harry Kane. David Zeppa said Harry Kane or Wayne Rooney. Ooh.
In what? Like, you know,
at a foot race. Fuck, what do you think they're asking?
Fuck, marry, kill? What are we doing?
All three. who do you think? I mean, who would you rather have if you were signing somebody right now, both in their peak? So you'd have to say, today, Harry Kane, what, 2014? Rooney? In a boxing match? Rooney. Board Martin said Rooney in a boxing match. Absolutely.
Who would I pick? I mean, I would probably pick Harry Kane, I think, just for the higher guarantee of goals. I feel like it'd be pretty similar. Maybe Rooney would have more assists.
Chip was thinking, says Rooney, not even a question. A lot of people are saying Rooney. FanXY said Rooney hands down. How many goals did Rooney have? Let's look at Rooney goals per year.
Luke Sergio asks, what flavor of buy are you drinking? Because that's an elite drink. Yes, I love these. It's just water. I filled it with water, but it's the Kula watermelon. Shouts to bye. Okay.
All right. I'm looking up at Harry Kane goals per year and Wayne Rooney goals per year. So let's look at the last 4 years for Harry Kane. And then we'll talk about so this year he has so far 30 goals. Last year he had 29. I should have done goals and assists. No, this is appearances. Hold on. 21 goals, 18 goals, 17 goals, 30 goals. That's the last 4 years. For Harry Kane. Wayne Rooney, we got to go back a little bit. So let's go from 2014.
Yeah, let's not look at his Derby County. Stats,
Well, the last year is, this is Premier League's website, so last year is Everton, where he scored 10. He didn't have a bad year. But let's look at 2013, 2014 down, because that to me feels like his peak. 17, 12, 27, 11. Harry Kane scores more goals.
Yeah.
But who's more of a leader, though?
I mean,
Harry Kane is too quiet.
I don't care if you lead. I need goals, bro. Leadership ain't winning trophies. You need to put it in the back of the net a lot.
I don't know. It's not just goals. Harry Kane's not a leader. The guy doesn't have it in him. He's like, hello, boys. I was wondering if today maybe we could win. You know, Wayne Rooney's like, I will bang your grandma if you ain't out here giving it your all.
Wow. Just literally the teammates like, man, I've never been this motivated in my life. I mean, yo,
poor abuela.
He threatened Nana? Okay. I better step my game up. All right.
you gonna smash Gam Gam?
Oh, man.
What'd she do to you?
Okay. I don't know. Is there anything else that we didn't cover that we should? Why are you
stopping in the middle of a conversation?
I'm just saying because we have, we're on almost an hour of taping the show. I'm just trying to keep, I'm keeping time, Alexis. Somebody has to do the work. All right.
Hazard said Rooney was so hard to get off the ball that he could belt it, but Kane has that flair. Chip was taken, said Harry Kane, 34 goals internationally. Wayne Rooney, 54, 34 goals. Which one is it? Chip was taken. 54 goals internationally?
54 total? Or 54 total and then 34 goals internationally.
So they both scored the same amount of goals internationally? I'm confused.
Maybe Rooney scored more.
Thomas said, banging game was too much for Christian. Yo, you saw how fast he bailed? 54. Wayne Rooney scored 54 goals. Also, Harry Kane's career is not over.
Yeah.
So there's still, I think Harry Kane has 3 years at this level left.
Okay.
Robert from LA said, Alexis, prediction for Arsenal Europa League match. Is Arteta's job on the line if he doesn't reach the final? So this is, here's what I'm going to say about Arsenal. Okay. Clearly it's embarrassing that the secondary squad, that our depth isn't full enough to be able to win some of these matches in the Premier League. But I understand what Mikel Arteta is doing, which is saying, yo, forget the Premier League. We are here for this Europa. It's kind of like you got to put he's all in, right? And hopes that he wins big. If he ends in 10th and loses Europa League, it's not going to look like a good year. I still think he gets another year, but I don't know if the fans are going to give him any more grace. Yeah, that grace period is done. But if he wins Europa, it doesn't matter what position we're in. As long as we don't get relegated, we goody. So that's kind of where he's at right now. I look at it this way. It's like, yo, let's say it's your birthday and your girl decides like, yo, I'm going to cook him his favorite meal. For me, it would be ropa vieja, right? That's my favorite meal. Imagine the ropa vieja was trash.
That's what Rooney likes. He likes nanas and ropa vieja.
Okay, that's all they got. let's say the ropa vieja was trash, but the festivities afterwards, if you catch my drift, are pretty great. You know what I mean? You kind of say, who cares if the ropa vieja was trash? I just had a good time. Of course, with the plantains, with the maduros, right? But let's say the ropa vieja was trash, and then the evening activities was trash.
All right, is everyone following with these analogies? Here we go. The food, the sex.
The sex was trash and the food was trash. The food is the Premier League. Okay? And you're like, yo, I don't care if the ropa vieja is trash because, yo, the sex was crazy. That's winning Europa. And now you in Champions League. But imagine both of them was trash.
You in a toxic relationship, but you dickmatized. All right, okay. I get it.
Like, that's what I'm trying to say is that's what's happening right now. So he's saying, I don't care about the food. But Arteta, your game got to be strong right now because the birthday might get ruined.
Okay. All right. I hope everybody is on board and they understand. You're speaking their language. So this is good.
Arteta, you better get down there and do some stuff. All right, because the meal is a little burnt, you know?
Okay, so yes, obviously the match is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Somebody asked if we were going to live stream it. I can't. I don't know if Alexis is available.
Not. I actually have a 5 o'clock show that I have to get to.
Okay, so look, see, this is
performing on my own birthday.
Your birthday is Saturday. Talking about Thursday.
I'm talking about Thursday. Oh, you know what? I might be able to, actually. For some reason, I had a Saturday in my brain. Yeah. I might be able to. Stay tuned.
Okay. Yeah. Stay on this website. Don't leave the channel.
Just don't log off at twitcher.com.
Don't shut off your computer. Don't do anything. Stay right.
Yeah. Well, don't even let that screensaver go on. I want this burned into your screen, dog.
Okay.
So we get it, right? Arteta got to get down there. We got to play with the balls
bit. Yeah, somebody did just mention, I forgot who did, Skeeter Yee said Villarreal gave Barca a lot of trouble in their last match. They could give Arsenal a tough fight, too.
Oh, no. Villarreal is not a team to, second guess. But, you know what I mean? Like, you got to win it. This is all you have. So your best team got to go in there. And it looks like Kearney might be back for that. So it's pretty cool.
All right. Are you guys watching CCL tonight? Yes. I don't know if we'll live stream it.
We can't live stream it. But we'll be watching.
We taped our show today. Also, before we wrap up, check out our show on Sunday. This Sunday we have the next couple of weeks. of the TV show are going to be absolutely nuts. I'm not exaggerating about that. Some of the guests
good night
through.
To The Rock One. He's out in England, so it's morning now. So, yeah, get out of here.
All right, take care, The Rock. Appreciate you.
Cheerio, mate.
There it is. That's how they talk. the bunch of great, great guests coming through. We don't want to ruin the surprise just yet. But this Sunday, check out the show. Sunday at 7 p.m., Fubo Sports Network. .com if you don't have Fubo TV. You can watch you can it also, free.
The Fubo Sports YouTube channel, which is dope.
Correct. We have Amin El Hassan of formerly of ESPN. He is now with Dan Le Batard, where he works on the Le Batard show on the new obviously they left ESPN and are not doing their own thing. Amin is awesome and great, and we had such a great time talking to him, and he's a big PSG fan. So we talk a lot about the match that just happened, and we talk about basketball. We talk about the Knicks, Lakers, a bunch of other stuff. It's really, really, really fun convo. So make sure that you check that out. Thank you, Colo Blanco. Follow us on all social handles so you can check out when the show is out if you need to be reminded. But Sunday, 7 p.m. Fubo Sports Network. That is 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. It is on all the damn time. So please, please check out the show. We appreciate it. Like I said, next few weeks, some wild guests coming.
Wait
through.
Till you see these names.
Literally, it makes me uncomfortable that they're doing our show. It is that crazy.
Hot Sauce McGee said the Sarah Spain interview was hilarious. Love that lady. Thank you so much for checking that out.
Appreciate
also,
it.
David from Tampa said, can we get a hot tub stream at 1,600 followers? No, but at 16,000, maybe. So tell your friends.
Okay. Who do you want in the hot tub? One of us? Both of us? Let us know.
Oh, look at this. Skeeter Yeet said, LOL, I'm happy that I found you guys on Twitch. You guys are funny and an interactive channel. Thank you so much. Skeeter Yeet, from where we started to where we are now. Look at us. We're friends, huh? You started talking trash on Everton. You know what I mean?
Skeet Yeet Yeet. Literally all the fun sayings.
Oh, skitty yeet, motherfucker. Oh, skitty yeet. God dang.
Let's go. Nutmeg in the hot tub. That would be interesting. Although Nutmeg hates baths. She hates being in. Does anyone have? I've seen videos on AD 212222. Thank you for the follow. I see videos on Instagram of like dogs that they literally they. People put them in the shower and scrub them and they're super. Nutmeg loses his mind. He can't even be in the tub with no water. He is just like, what is this prison you're putting me in?
Bro, you know, they take that from their owners. They feel the anxiety of their owners. That's where that comes from.
Okay.
So either you or your girl just straight hate showering, dog.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Should I give Nutmeg my antidepressants? <Yeah. laughs> What do I need?
I think you gotta bring Nutmeg into the shower with you.
Okay, yo, get my bag, Nutmeg.
not so much nails. You know?
Okay, you're kind of clawing more than using the loofah, so it's not really comfortable.
13 Ryan 2 said, before we leave, can we get that Five Guys order? Do you have a Five Guys order?
I do have a Five Guys order, even though I don't go that often, but I do like, it's nothing crazy. It is what's the original? The one with two patties, whatever it is, like a regular cheeseburger.
The regular. You don't get regular. The small. The regular has two. Yeah.
Yeah. I get a cheeseburger, American cheese, lettuce, tomato, and jalapeno. That's usually what I throw in there.
I go also with the double, the regular. Right. Mm-hmm. I also go cheese. I also go American. Right. But here's what I do. I say the caramelized or the grilled onion. I think they call them grilled onions.
Yeah.
I get jalapenos and I get hot sauce and barbecue sauce. No lettuce, no tomato, just the onions, the cheese, jalapenos, barbecue and hot sauce.
Triple Sagan said. XDN only gets kale and veggie burgers. Don't let him lie to you.
Yo, you know he be getting those like the lettuce burgers. You know what I'm talking about? Where the lettuce is the buns.
No, the collard green wrap.
The whole burger's buns. That's what it is, bro.
No, I've been we make those at home, Helene and I. We do collard green wraps and make burgers. So delicious.
It's wrong that you call that a burger. Yeah, Couch Sports Football said Alexis heard Five Guys and his ear perked up. Yeah, man, your boy hungry right now.
Peeled your ears.
I keep my ears peeled for Five Guys talk.
Burger talk.
Milkshake, black and white. Always black and white, which is half chocolate, half vanilla.
The cookies and see, but this is when it comes to burgers, I prefer. I like Five Guys, but Five Guys makes me feel sad after I eat it. If that's just what happens. But Shake Shack does not. I like.
Is it because the amount of French fries?
No, I don't know what it is exactly. It's just less healthy or whatever. I physically feel like I did something wrong when I eat Five Guys.
Yo, you eat you and food.
Look, I don't know what to tell you,
bro. You gotta go to couples therapy with a bag of food.
It's called it's skinny people brain, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Thomas 19064 said, "Black and white milkshake is the only shake." I agree.
I like the cookies and cream milkshake at Shake Shack. Have you had that one? That one's good.
Yeah, but Shake Shack uses custard instead of ice cream. That's the only thing I don't like.
Thank you. DJ Benatti said the same thing. He said, "I feel the same way, Christian." Thank you. All right. You know, sometimes food can depress you.
Nah.
Five guys, when
you don't get it.
Five Guys can do that to you. All right.
Couch Sports Football said, "You're not really eating Five Guys. Do you have a different one?" Oh, Christian made Alexis happy and disappointed in the same minute. That is very true. Crimson Pizza put, "Christian eating a plant patty wrapped in a lettuce with soy-based cheese and washing it down with a kombucha beer." That does sound like some shit he would eat.
That just sounds like the worst fart, like literally the concoction for the worst fart ever.
Bro, stop acting like your girl ain't making you eat this stuff when we're not watching on Twitch.
That should be one of the shows we do on Twitch. Just what does Christian eat for dinner?
Bro, I would love it. I'll go over and I got to eat the same thing. And let me tell you something. I may be sneaking in a bag of Five Guys.
Okay. Everybody listening to this, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Again, Sunday, 7 p.m., Fubo Sports Network. Tune in. We have a great, great show with Amina Hassan of The Levitard Show. He was on The Jump on ESPN. A really, really fun, diverse, convo of a lot of different sports and a lot of different things. So make sure you tune into that. And like always, subscribe to the Cooligans podcast. Leave a review on iTunes if you have not. Maybe that's how we should wrap. I haven't read a review, an iTunes review, in such a long time. Should we do
Jesus,
that?
Jesus, yeah, I haven't either. Where would we find them?
I haven't used iTunes so long that it's asking me to log in. And I don't even know if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, yeah, I can. Okay, cool.
Hold on, I'm opening an app called Apple Podcasts.
Okay, let's read the most recent review, and we'll take some time to do this once in a while. Can I put it on the screen? I wish I could put it, whatever, it'll take too much time. This is a review from NYC Mom 43.
Ooh.
And it says it says 5 stars, so thank you for 5 stars. And it says,
which, of course, we don't read it if it's not 5 stars. I remember that.
Those are the rules. And it says, from NYC Mom 43, it says, "You guys rock. I appreciate you guys more and more every day because of your commitment to cover the women's game. Far too many, quote unquote, soccer podcasts are all soccer equals the men, but not for you guys. And I think this is why you keep landing all the good interviews. I still want you to bring back Joanna Hausman, and I don't even care what she talks about. Also, her podcast is dope. And wouldn't it be great if you guys could be guests? Please keep up the great work and know that what you do really matters, and we love you for it." Oh, wow.
By the way, someone else put "bring back Joanna." I think Joanna is putting all these in there.
Joanna Hausman, hilarious comedian. She's a friend of ours. Recently just had a surgery, like a procedure done. She had
cancer removed from her cheek.
From her cheek, so that'd be very, very scary and stuff like that. But from all signs, and it looks like she's going to be okay. But yeah, we will get we got to get Joanna back on the show. Joanna
absolutely. Couch Sports Football said, "So is she 43 or born in 1943? I mean, she wouldn't be a mom then, right? She'd be soccer grandma.
She'd be a ropa vieja.
You know, also, you trying to smash, bro? I mean, relax.
Is she on, like, Tinder?
Also, or? there's another person who left us a review, and her name is Fit Funny Mom 75. Yo, we got the official MILF podcast. It must be all the
major international league football. Yeah, I get it.
She put funny in the feels like you're hanging. Wait, hold on. I guess I got to click on it. Oh, it doesn't have a more funny and feels like you're hanging
with friends.
Does it? Oh, you see, how do you see the whole thing? Oh, there it is. I expanded it. These two are great stand-ups. And even though I don't get sports, I always feel like I'm busting balls right along with them. Hey.
Thank you, Fit Funny Mom.
Thank you.
So, yeah, please leave a review on iTunes. Go for it so we can read it on the air and everybody can know how much you love us. I think.
Yeah, especially if you're a mom, dude. Get in there. It seems the thing to do.
Go to your mom and say, yo, mom, leave a review on this podcast.
And she'll say, oh, I already did.
Oh, son, I have something to tell you. These are your dads.
Yeah, oh, no. Also, Joanna Hausman is your aunt.
So that's cool. Yeah, if you're not familiar with our show or our podcast or whatever, yes, we interview plenty of women soccer players, and it's always great. I mean, we're not actively trying to be like, it isn't with any ulterior motive outside of like we want to promote the game as much as possible. And the women soccer players, frankly, are just not on TV enough. And they do they're obviously incredible athletes, but they also have great, great personalities. And we just we need to hear from them more. So that is
you may be able to do in the next week or so if you watch our show. I'm just gonna say
big names coming through.
Chip was taken put Uncle Aaron West. I mean, this is Jen on the Bench said My Two Dads reboot. I mean, this is, we're making an incredible sitcom. Also, shouts to 13 Ryan 2, who said, Alexis, you got to make a YouTube channel explaining the perfect order at every fast food joint. That might be a great idea.
That would be a great idea. Maybe just put that on the Cooligans. Why not?
There you go.
Okay. Everybody, thank you so much for hanging out. Another
Robert from LA said, I'm a total hunter. Right, because I like a good major international league football game.
Major league, major international league football hunter, which is obviously what that means. It's interesting because I look up the website sometimes, and it really isn't talking about the things I want to talk about.
You know, I mean, I keep searching through all the links just in case, because you never know.
I'll find it.
Until then, I mean, there is some exercising happening on this website.
Thank you everybody for tuning in. Another Prem Show in the books. We appreciate you guys. Follow us everywhere. Leave a review. Do all the work. We appreciate it. With that said, my name is Cristian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The